Hello, gentlemen. This is Billy.
And Lauren from the Diamond Air, now in downtown St. Charles.
So you just took your lady out to your favorite Italian restaurant. And after a couple of cocktails, that forbidden word comes out. Yep, marriage. This sound familiar?
Billy, when are we going to get married?
What do you do? Do you buy yourself some time and get her a pair of studs?
We can help you with that, too.
Should you gamble and buy your ring online, sight unseen?
Or are you going to buy her that cookie-cutter ring from a chain store?
Because you do kind of love her, and yep, you've got the butterflies, and she is the one. Well, at the Diamond Air, I match and set the finest quality diamonds for everything, from engagement ring settings to stud earrings. Come to me, skip the middleman, and I guarantee you the best prices in fine diamond jewelry. You will be greeted by beautiful ladies, sit in our comfortable diamond salon, and even enjoy a beer while you shop.
Call 630-355-RING to schedule an appointment.
Or stop by the Diamond Air, where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Boy, don't I know it.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are, started slowly. The lack of energy, never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. I feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. They defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning and hoist the Stanley Cup once again. Blackhawks fans, this is your destination for a complete recap of this historic season and full coverage of the celebration.
That's what it's all about. That's why we play the game.
We're going to be partying with the city for at least a week straight here.
To hoist that thing. It hasn't sunk in yet.
It was a great achievement. I'm going to enjoy this one.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls' Jimmy Butler is reportedly less interested in the 5-year, $90 million offer the Bulls were expected to float his way. According to Yahoo's Adrian Wojnarowski, he says Butler is reportedly looking to sign a shorter-term offer sheet so he can take advantage of the NBA's dramatic increase in the salary cap in the 2016-2017 season. Wojnarowski was on with Mully and Hanley this morning, and he says that Butler and Derrick Rose need to learn how to be on the same court at the same time.
As for he and Rose going forward, I just think those guys are trying to figure out Derek was in and out. And when Derek came back, Jimmy had assumed a more prominent role in that group. And my impression is there's nothing that's irreconcilable. They've just got to figure it out. They've got to figure out how they play together and the roles, because I think Jimmy became more prominent, as we all know. And, that's going to be part going forward here with him, and that's going to be part of Fred Hoiberg's job now.
You can hear more from Adrian Wojnarowski at mullyandhanley.com. Bulls also announced today that they have named Jim Boylan an associate head coach. Tickets for the Blackhawks rally at Soldier Field were made available to the public for free today through Ticketmaster. They sold out in 15 minutes. Those tickets already showing up for sale on Twitter and Craigslist for over $100 apiece. Tomorrow's parade kicks off at 10 a.m. from Jefferson and Monroe and proceeds down Monroe to Michigan Avenue. The rally at Soldier Field expected to get underway around 11. To baseball, the White Sox will try to get a runner over the plate for the first time in 25 innings tonight as they welcome the Pirates to U.S. Cellular Field. John Danks looking for his fourth win on the season. He'll face Jeff Locke. Pregame starts at 6:35. Meanwhile, Kyle Schwarber made his Major League debut last night at Wrigley Field, and manager Joe Maddon was happy with his first MLB appearance.
It was great. He got a little baptism right there with the catching experience as well as one at bat against a lefty that's really tough on lefties. I was not looking for that, but it happened.
Bears finish up day two of mini camp. Kyle Long still practicing at right guard while Jordan Mills is out following appendix surgery. To soccer, Swiss authorities say they've uncovered more than 53 acts of possible money laundering by FIFA in their investigation into the bidding process for the 2018 and the 2022 World Cup. And the U.S. women advanced to the World Cup round of 16 after last night's win over Nigeria, their next opponent still undetermined. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Saia, hiring drivers in Chicago, SaiaCorps.com. Breaking news here on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight, 5, when the Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Celebratory day. Everybody, yes. Yesterday, people got mad at us because, you know, why do you assume? Why do you assume? Why do you think it's coming? Well, that was why.
Because you know why? We know hockey.
That was why.
What?
Yeah, the hockey show. Yeah, the Hawks are 7-1, according to Bovada. Your favorite would be your Stanley Cup champion, Chicago Blackhawks, to repeat.
I take that at 7-1. I take the Lightning. They're a better bet. I mean, don't they get better? Get smarter? Isn't that kind of what you should do in this game? Better? Smarter? Understand the moment? I mean, I didn't think they didn't understand the moment last night. It's just that Corey Crawford was really good and the Hawks were the Hawks.
Yeah, I didn't think that they lacked for any understanding. You know what they lacked? The puck.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
The owner of the Chicago Blackhawks on this victorious day, Rocky Wirtz.
In 2010, it was 49 years, obviously in 13 and now in 15. So the chances are of winning three cups in 6 years is very little, but you don't want to cut your corners on celebrations because they're so hard to come by. I've been in Chicago all my life and I've seen so few, you know, celebrations out there. So that's the least of our problems. You know, anytime we win like this, we'll certainly spend up because everyone in the organization deserves it.
But to own this team now, what has this done for you? Are you still the same Rocky Wirtz you were before?
Hopefully I'm the same as I was before. The only difference is when you're driving down the Kennedy or Edens, people are honking at you and it's not because you cut them off.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
My husband and son love you. By Cracky.
Mad about a cola.
And you are the dumbest, person I've ever known.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
206. It's mad about
I stand by that. So
that's just. That was a damn, you know, Rocky Wirtz is a, that's a something, man. That's a good get. Rocky Wirtz good yesterday.
Delightful.
Yeah,
delightful,
he's a delightful
interview.
Guy. And we, you know, let me tell you something. This is why we are the hockey show. I know we want to talk some baseball here, but I want to emphasize, we're all about hockey all day, but we're figuring out something else. The 10 seconds of glory question will help me. What direction do I go now?
I still think we should go with hockey tips. That can still be your vote for the 10 seconds of glory as well. And then some of the hockey interviews, our guy Steve Conroy, and then having Rocky Wirtz on, mm-hmm. and Doc Emmerich was just great. Those are really good. Yep. Go to 670thescore.com. You can hear those interviews on a podcast. You can hear any of the interviews throughout the course of the day right there at 670thescore.com. We're broadcasting.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, oh no, we're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios here in downtown Chicago. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. He's Terry Boers. I'm Matt Batacola in for Dan Bernstein, who has the day off today. I want to get into some baseball, Terry, because it just last night was really difficult to watch. I was going back and forth.
I kept waiting for a run.
Yeah, and then a run would be nice, right?
Not a rod, a run.
The Cubs had some chance against Trevor Bauer. They got the bases loaded. Miguel Montero struck out with the bases loaded. He was just he was pitching really well. The Cubs
you can do that.
The Cubs lose 6-0 last night. The White Sox lose 3-0 to the Pirates. Same four teams today, but they're going to switch venues as the Cubs go to Cleveland and the White Sox are home tonight.
Sad Cleveland
with Pittsburgh. I have to look up who's pitching tonight. I'm sure Julie said in the updates. I know tomorrow Garrett Cole's going for the Pirates, but if you're getting a chance to get out to the cell and see that guy pitch, you should do that tomorrow if you can. But it's just a tough night last night. The teams combined, they lose 9-0 last night. The Cubs, the big news of course for them is Kyle Schwarber. Yeah. Coming up, and he'll be here as a DH for the next five games, the two in Cleveland, the three
go to AAA.
In Minnesota, and then AAA. And I'll be curious to see, you know, if he does DH these next five games and he hits the ball like we expect him to, if they're really going to send him down. I mean, I have a hard time seeing.
They're open to keeping them if you have to. Yeah, they're not against this. It's not one of those deals where you're worried about this or worried about that. If he succeeds to any level, they will definitely consider keeping him here. You don't have to make a roster decision down the road, but I mean, this is not one of those. Well, God, the guy hit 360 while he was here. Why would you not?
You send him
not
down.
Much of a sample size, but. Look, I mean, Matt, it's become clear to a lot of people in baseball, and the Cardinals probably know this first because they've probably been in the Cubs website too.
Right.
Cubs information that a lot of people think he's one of the best 10 hitters in the minor leagues. He's a big time hitting prospect.
Well,
work in progress.
Told by people in the Cubs that he's the best bat they have in the organization. That he is the absolute, as far as just hitting the ball, he is the best bat in the organization. So we'll see what happens. And it's
we'll
fun.
See what happens.
I mean, it's fun this year when you look at it and you see Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber, these top line prospects that are here at the major league level at this point. Javi Baez would have been here not for the injury that occurred last week.
He was all set to come and play third base.
Yeah, he was coming up to play third base, and then he breaks his finger. So that stops that. He would have been here as well. If you look at the big picture in baseball right now, and let's just take a look at the National League real quick.
All right.
Terry, your wild card teams right now, you have three teams coming out of the National League Central. The Cubs and the Pirates would play the wild card game.
Yes, they would.
The winner of that game would go on and play at St. Louis, who has 43-21, has the best record in baseball. Your other two playoff teams in the National League are the New York Mets and the Dodgers. So the Mets would go to the Dodgers for the divisional series. So you have the Mets, the Cardinals, the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Dodgers as your playoff teams right now. Three from the Central. The Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs. Just absolutely amazing. Just amazing that the Cubs are there at this point right now. We'll see how the season plays out.
Several National League underachievers. Washington underachieving, San Diego underachieving. I mean, a lot of teams that people read me.